Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined in the booth with three special guests. We have Grace Gemmel, Ollie Kemet, and Carolina Booth. How are you guys all going? We're talking
great.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good to hear. And you guys are all a part of the Amped Young Artist.
We are.
You are. Very, very cool. Can you give us a little rundown? How have you found that experience? What have you guys been up to? Give us a little, I don't know, a little synopsis about what's been happening with the Amped project.
Well, we went to a recording studio called
Southlink Productions.
Nice.
That was really cool because we got to, you know, see how things work. We learned about remixes and it was really nice to get to know everyone a bit better.
Nice. Mm. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And because you all are very talented, you're a part of your own kind of musical projects. Grace Gemmel and Carolina, you guys play in a band together. What is kind of like your influences? What's kind of your sound? How's that going? Do you want to like give us a little...
How'd it come about?
Yeah.
I guess it kind of came about. We wrote down on a whiteboard that we were all looking for a band. And
nice.
We kind of just came up to each other and went... Do you want to be in a band?
Nice.
Yeah, and now we're in a band.
Mm. Yeah, and so we like Avril Lavigne, and we want to like try and have a Riot Girl sort of a sound.
Nice, very cool.
We'll just see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And Ollie, you are in a three-piece band, SOG. Can you have a very cool name, by the way. Mm. You've kind of talked about how you got a bit more of a punky sound. Do you want to give us a little bit more of a rundown about how you and SOG kind of came about?
Well, we formed almost a year ago now.
Oh, cool.
And, we started playing what I like to call cringe punk. Like the
Hey, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. And then as we kind of evolved, we've been doing a bit more like, I don't know, kind of... take influence from bands like Fugazi and Sonic Youth a bit more.
Oh yeah,
and
very cool.
And kind of, yeah, experimenting with longer song structures and in-tune singing.
In-tune Fair singing. Enough. Because I must say, we were provided with a little less kind of blurb about each of your projects, and I must say, I love what you wrote. I'm just going to read it out because I found it was very cool
was
and
very
quite
funny,
honestly relatable. Say, SOG is a three-piece punk band that functions like a one-wheeled bike. Ruben, the drummer, is the wheel. Leo, the bassist, is the seat. And Ollie, the guitarist, is the handles. But due to a lack of frame, this bike constantly falls apart, figuratively and literally. And I love that. I think that's very clever.
Mm.
It's very clever, and I feel like it's very punk.
It has a lot of personality to it, I feel. Like, I am intrigued now. I'm like, what kind of music do these guys make? I need to know now.
It is very, very cool. And now, since you're all a part of the Amped workshop, you guys are playing some shows, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know you two, Grace and Carolina, are playing this weekend, is it? Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you're feeling for that one?
I think we're feeling pretty confident, mostly.
Yeah.
We've got to practice right after this.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. Hopefully it goes well, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we're trying to get in as much practice time as possible, but that's sometimes a bit tricky.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it'll be very exciting. I'm very pleased for you guys. Sounds like it'll be awesome. And Ollie, you've got a show playing as well next weekend,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, we're playing an Amped gig next weekend as
very
part of that.
Cool.
So... yep, looking forward to that.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's going to be exciting. Do you guys play very often, you in your own projects? Like, have you guys played live heaps before, or was this kind of going to be like a first?
SOG has played live quite a bit this year.
Nice.
Our most recent gig, we opened for the Dud Uglies last show.
Oh, very
that's
cool.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
That's
nasty,
very sick.
So that was probably the biggest show we've played.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool. What about you two, Grace and Carolina?
I guess I've never really played in a band before, but I've played with orchestras, so I kind of have a little bit of experience on stage, but yeah.
Oh, what do you play in the orchestra?
So I mostly do flute.
Oh, that's awesome! I love that.
That's very cool to have quite like different sounds, but
yeah.
Very nice.
No, because it's always so exciting, because then, like, later down the line, if you're like, we want to explore, like, different instruments, and you pull up to, like, band practice with a flute, like, hey, guys, like, we need to do
that. For sure. No, I must say, like, I feel like there's so many bands now that are incorporating other, instruments into their music, and it just adds that extra level. That's gonna be you. I'm looking forward to one day hearing some flute in this girl punk kind of band. I'm excited for it.
No, definitely, because I think we were talking literally last week about how, like, we need a riot girl band like on the scene. So I feel like we don't see much of it, you know. So that's up to you guys. Like, we'll be watching.
Yeah, for sure. And because Grace as well, you do some solo stuff as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that too?
Yeah, well, I've been doing solo stuff for quite a few years now. I released an EP in year 9, so I was 13.
Whoa,
and I
listen
back
impressive.
And I think, oh, you know, like it is good. It's good for 13, but I think my music has grown so much since then.
Yes.
But yeah, I've done lots of performing at, like, bus at the farmer's market. Lots of amped shows, and I opened for the Fringe Festival. And
That's very, very cool.
And last night I performed at the Youth Zone thing, which was at Eric's, which was really cool.
That's very sick.
Yeah, for a while I've been wanting to be in a band, so it's cool to have met Carolina and the other people.
Yeah, for sure.
To be able to, you know, do that and just expand myself a bit.
Yeah, because is it quite a different kind of genre that you're touching on from your solo stuff to now?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is different. And it's different, like, playing with other people as well. So yeah, I'm really excited to perform as a band.
Definitely.
This weekend.
You mentioned you have an EP out. Can we expect anything in the works in terms of you doing solo stuff on the way?
Totally.
Okay, very cool to hear.
I mean, as we were saying before, I did a few recordings with Adelaide last year. And yeah, I'm trying to do my own recordings at home and stuff. So yes, hopefully sometime soon.
Very exciting.
Because you're playing this weekend, and I think off air we were kind of mentioning that you're playing some covers with your band. Do you want to tell us what kind of songs are you playing this weekend, and are you guys gonna make some music yourself as a band and release, I don't know, plan, make some music?
We're playing an Avril Lavigne and a couple of Olivia Rodrigo songs tomorrow.
Very cool.
We're hoping to write some originals soon and possibly do RockQuest next year.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Really
yeah. Oh, that'll be sick.
That's very cool. And also, Ollie, with SOG, have you guys got music out? Have you guys made... Obviously, I assume that you've made your own tracks. You've got some originals out there, maybe?
We've got this one EP we released last year that we recorded in 20 minutes in our drummer's garage, and it's terrible. There's like two songs in it that we don't play live anymore for the reason that it's bad.
Right.
But no, we are looking to record some of our newer songs pretty soon.
Oh, yes. Wait, that's very exciting.
That's very, very cool.
I always love the lore of, like, punk bands where it's like, oh, so, like, when did you, like, first record your, like, songs? And they'll be like, oh, always in the back garage. Of a van.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But that you got to start somewhere, and that's a very cool place.
Very cool story, yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. Is there anything else you guys want to add? What else has been happening musically? I don't know, what's some of the music that you guys are listening to at the moment? Give us some of your inspirations, musical inspirations.
Well, Carolina introduced me to The Strokes.
Oh, nice. Classic.
So, yeah, I mean, I think I had heard of a few of their songs, but yeah, I've been getting into them recently.
Nice.
Yeah, because we might try and do a Stroke song eventually, I'm not sure.
That'll be very cool.
Very sick. Yeah. Usually.
I could. I'm wearing a Mandate shirt right now, a Dunedin hardcore band.
Oh, love!
Very cool.
And they're like my favourite Dunedin band ever. So, Mandate, they're the best band.
That's awesome. That's very cool. What about you, Carolina?
I guess my top band at the moment is probably Måneskin.
I don't think I've heard of them.
Yeah, they won the Eurovision like a couple of years ago, and I just think it's insane how they write all their songs in English, and like it's not even their first language. So
Very cool. Have to check them out as well. But yeah, that's so good. And do you guys have any current Dunedin bands that you guys are listening to? I mean, you're here making music in Dunedin. What's some local bands that you've been loving, if there's any?
I mean, we saw Ivy at one of the, well, half of Ivy at one of the Ant.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
That was really cool.
Very awesome.
I know my mate's band, Soulside, is releasing an album next month on the 7th.
Oh, sick. Ooh, gotta check that out too. Lots of amazing stuff coming out from Dunedin, and then you guys getting in there into the music scene.
Because I suppose you guys work with them like directly in workshops and stuff sometimes, I guess. Very cool.
That's very awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming by us in the booth today. All the best with the Amped rest of the workshop and your shows tomorrow and next weekend for you, Ollie. It's very, very exciting stuff.
And we're very excited to hear all the new stuff that you guys do put out.
For sure. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And now we have got funeral.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.